With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Disaster relief workers continue to assist people in Oklahoma and Texas, where weekend storms took the lives of at least two people and devastated homes, churches, and other structures. The Trinity Baptist Church in Idabel, Oklahoma, was completely destroyed by the storms. Relief workers were on the scene at daylight on Saturday, helping residents comb through debris. You can read the full story and learn how you can help storm victims at baptistpress.com. Today is Election Day across the U.S. Most eyes are on national congressional races, but there are also several state ballot initiatives that will have direct impact on abortion measures. Voters in California, Kentucky, Michigan, Montana, and Vermont will make decisions on limiting or expanding abortion access. Meanwhile, the legalization of recreational marijuana will be voted on in five states: Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Voters in Louisiana, Oregon, and Tennessee will be voting on repealing language in their state constitutions that permits slavery or involuntary servitude as punishment for crime. Calling Out the Called, a new book written by SBC leaders Shane Pruitt and Scott Pace, discusses the importance of raising up the next generation of ministry leaders. It's already one of Amazon's bestsellers in the Christian Church Leadership category. Pruitt serves as the National Next Gen Director for the North American Mission Board, and Pace is an associate professor and dean at the college at Southeastern. In a series of videos, they say they hope the book will serve as a way that will guide and encourage ministry leaders to raise up those who will one day take their place.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
After 345 days of enduring the extremes of the Windy City's weather, Pastor Corey Brooks of New Beginnings Church in Chicago climbed down October 29th from his 40-foot perch across the street from the church. Brooks raised the first $20 million of a needed $35 million needed for the church's Leadership and Economic Opportunity Center. It's a place that's envisioned as a safe place where kids and adults can learn skills and have fun that will enable them to start and work at businesses and trades that will improve the area's standard of living. While there was one $5 million gift and several matching gifts, the majority of donations came from individuals and churches, according to Brooks. Make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon email at baptistpress.com.